In a way, aren't we all Spartacus?
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Good afternoon, Steve.
Good afternoon.
Howdy.
I have 24-hour movie marathoned and survived to tell the tale.
What's the recovery like?
One of the rules is that you actually aren't allowed to say what the movies are, so oh. I have recovered and won't be telling the tale.
All right.
What sort of recovery?
What's the recovery period like after 24 hours of watching cinema?
When I walked past a friend a meter away from me on Sunday night and didn't recognize them, that showed that I wasn't really quite in reality. Sorry about that.
Do you use clear eyes during the screening just to keep those eyes nice and moist?
No, but that's a thought. That's a thought. I haven't used clear eyes for a while, actually. Do you have them as a go-to?
No, I was just, you know, thinking your eyes might dry out.
No, look.
Side effect of watching.
The soul dries out a little bit. The soul dehydrates over the course of 24 hours of watching the selections at this event, but it was nevertheless enjoyable. And even though we're barred from discussing the content, it was really good, and you should take up the challenge next year. Mm-hmm. Do it. I have been doing some other cinema and home viewing, though. I thought I'd start today with an action movie I caught up on that came onto Netflix like a week or so ago, called Mosul. And it is, as the title suggests, an action film that is set in the city of Mosul in Iraq. It's at the period where ISIS was being driven out of the city, or just about to be given the heave-ho. And it's a fairly hectic affair that follows an Iraqi SWAT team who have stuck around. The city's divided in two. They're on the bad side of town. They've just stuck around to basically fuck up as many ISIS dudes as they can. And ISIS are depicted completely unsympathetically. They vastly outnumber the heroes in this film, and they get gunned down. And I'm not sure what else I really need to say to recommend the film other than that. It's not quite Rambo versus Burmese army levels of craziness.
Who's the star?
The star is an Iraqi actor whose name I won't attempt to pronounce on this occasion, but it's all an Iraqi cast. It's a funny one. It's written and directed by an American filmmaker.
Is it in English?
But he's resisted the urge to film it in English or drop any white saviors into the mix.
That's good.
It's just the story of these 10 dudes.
Okay.
It starts with a couple of cops who are holed up in a store, and they're being attacked by a bunch of ISIS dudes. Then the SWAT team comes in and saves the day. Minor spoiler for 4 minutes into the film. I think that's probably okay to say what happens 4 minutes in. Then a young dude joins the SWAT team and they go about their missions. And, you know, it's kind of like a typical kind of like a gang of dudes in war movie. There's an interesting dynamic, maybe a cliched dynamic, but a few good set pieces. And it's just kind of cool to see an action movie set in that setting, even though it's grimly realistic. They did not shoot it in Mosul, they shot it in Morocco, but someone had their work cut out for them, making the place look like a war zone.
Mm. Brilliant.
Mosul, Netflix, you can check it out.
Mosul.
I've also been to the cinema, and I've seen the new adaptation of Roald Dahl's The Witches. This is a film that has a lot to live up to, because the previous filmed version of it is ridiculously good. This is the 1990 adaptation, starring Angelica Houston, directed by Nicholas Roeg, and with Jim Henson's fingerprints all over its costuming and effects.
How do the costuming and effects in the new one compare to the 1990 version?
Well, disappointingly, in this version, directed by Robert Zemeckis, who has made many, many good films, but also a good clump of shitters, he has been unable to resist the allure of CG.
Mm.
And so, if you don't want to hear witches spoilers, I'd say just mute the radio for the next 30 seconds. But they definitely come back after 30 seconds, starting from now. Some of the transformation of the witches from just a bunch of women at a convention into witchiness is very, very just CG-ish. Mm. When children get turned into mice in this film, they're kind of adorable CG talking mice, and that's just not that interesting. This version pales in comparison to the other filmed version. I reckon stick to checking out the older one rather than the newer one.
Did you ever watch that TV series called Face Off?
That's the makeup and FX show, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I always wondered what if those people are freaking out.
Well, certainly the computers have saved a lot of time because Angelica Houston took her 6 hours to get into her costume when she was doing like the full Transformer version in the original. And probably here it's just...
Just the huge.
I think I'm not going to say don't watch this movie, but unless you're taking kids to it, I reckon you should check out the original version instead.
People should start saying slip, slop, flap, and rap in the film industry. I think that's a good way to just kind of in the line of bish, bosh, bash. You know what I mean? So if you could just plant that seed, then I'd appreciate that.
Cool. Slip, slap, six hours of makeup on.
I'll send the facts when I get back to the office.
Thank you very much.
Ready?
Anything else, Steve?
Not for the minute, but it's almost end of year list time. So I reckon probably from today is quite a good time to start getting some listeners to let us know what some of their favourite things have been in 2020. And then we can argue about that in a week or two. Arguments are good.
Mm.
Excellent.
Thank you. Welcome. Orchards use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.